16th chapter of the book of Luke, and verse 23. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments.
Amen.
And in hell. You know, it has been said, and it needs to be said again, the biblical doctrine of hell seems such an appalling truth. But an unpleasant truth is better than a pleasant earth. Amen. Hell is certain. It's a place of extreme body suffering, remorse, shame, vile companionship, but the worst of it all, no hope. Amen. Hell. Amen. I desire you to just lift your hands and ask God to move with conviction tonight. That's what we're looking for. Our Father, tonight we commit this service in your hand. Whatever you would do, would you do it, Lord? You knew no effort of man, just hearts that are willing. Oh, God, nobody's strength does that require. Oh, God, a willing and a sacrifice that's offered. We pray that you'll bless this thing. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. If I was traveling the road, and it was a dangerous road, and somebody had wrecked on that road, I'd want to know why they wrecked. And there was a dangerous spot on that road, I'd want to know about it. Amen. I'd want to know how to shun it. Amen. I'd like to talk to you for a while on what determines where a man goes to heaven or hell. There are some things that determine where a person goes to hell or not. Amen. Now, it seems that in this hour that we see the time that's rushed upon us. And what determines? How come this man end up in hell? Why did he go? How come? The Bible said he was a rich man. Looked like he could have escaped if he was a rich man. Man's got enough sense to make money, he ought to have enough sense to stay out of hell.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. How come this man go to hell? What was the determining factor that he went there? Amen. Was it Israel that took him there? Somebody said it didn't. Maybe it did. Maybe that was the cause. I don't know. But I know. A man has gone to hell. A man is in hell. A man has gone to hell. And he's there. And what caused it? Amen. What caused it? Amen. You know, the Bible said in Romans chapter 1, verse 32, he said to God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Amen. I'll tell you why he went to hell. Because he was worthy of hell. Amen. It's when our character demands that there be no other place for us but hell. Amen. It's when our character takes on the character of hell that we go there. Amen. It's when we forsake truth. Amen. It's when we forsake God Almighty's ways and embrace our own ways that man goes to hell. Oh, God. Amen. I pray tonight before this service is over that God Almighty will visit us in such a way that not only the sinners once again will fear hell, but the saints of God will have a burden because there's such a place as hell. And our people go there, amen, if when they die, if they're not saved. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just think, brother. I think the determining factor of him going to hell was that he abused the privileges of life.
Amen. That he abused the privileges that were before him. My God. Amen. You see, with every privilege, there is a responsibility. Amen. That man had many privileges, and he abused his privileges. Amen. You are in this building tonight. Amen. Lost person. Amen. You know what you're doing tonight. Amen. By not being saved, you're abusing your privileges of being a saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You're abusing that privilege. Amen. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto the heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which were done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. My God. Amen. Here is a people. Here is a town. Amen. That the Lord has come in their midst. And the Lord has spoke to them. Amen. And the Lord speaks unto them. Amen. And talks about how they're exalted unto heaven. But they shall be brought down to hell. Amen. Pride takes a man to hell. Pride brings a man to hell. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou brought down to the ground that did weaken the nations? Amen. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend into the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, my God. Oh, Lord. Amen. Brother, are you praying for me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I know maybe I disappointed you by taking such a text as this. Amen. Amen. But let me talk to you for a while. Oh, Lord. Just think tonight. In this congregation, if it is your precious boy or girl that will turn to God and be saved, what a wonderful thing it will be. But what a terrible thing. A few weeks ago, a man was murdered in another part of our country. And they called me and said they want you to preach the funeral. The family will be in later. And so I went to pray, and the Lord gave me a text. And after the family got there, the lady called me and wanted to meet with me. And she came, and I met with her, and she began to talk with me. She said, "Preacher, will you do me one favor?" And I said, "If I can." She said, "Please don't say nothing about his soul. Please don't say nothing about his soul." Amen. I said, "The Lord's given me a message to preach to you." Amen. Amen. She said, "I don't want anybody else to preach the funeral, but," said, "I heard you preach a funeral of his cousin." And she said, "There was nobody there that had any doubts where he went to when you got through preaching." I didn't know it. I just preached it. Amen. Oh, we can't stand the thoughts of it. We don't want to even talk about it. And we don't want to preach about it. It is the forgotten message. Amen. It is. Let me tell you something other. If you really want to get into it spiritually, just walk in the pulpit and mention it. Amen. All of a sudden, there is a pressure. Amen, brethren, that you've never felt before. There is a pressure that comes on your mind and comes on your body. Amen. There is a spirit that settles in the congregation. Amen. Oh, I tell you what it is. You know why men are going to hell? It's because we're not warning them about hell. Amen. It's because we're not laying down the roadblock to hell like we ought to. My God. Amen. Amen. Out of this wonderful congregation that's here tonight. Amen. If we get the burden that Jesus Christ, amen, talked to us about and explained to us about the damnations of hell. Amen. If we get some fathom us or fathom it out some way or get some knowledge of it anyway. Amen. I tell you what we'd have. Amen. We'd have weeping and crying around the altar. But we have divorced our thinking from it. We have divorced our messages from it. But hell is a sure place. And men go there when they abuse the privilege of being saved. They go to that awful, that terrible place called hell, where the worm doth not and the fire is not quenched. My God, would somebody reach and pull somebody out of the flames of hell?
Why do men go to hell? Why do men go to hell? Amen. 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 I'll tell you why I think they go to hell. It's for what they've been taught. Amen. What they've been taught causes men to go to hell. Amen. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14. Amen. I'm feeling the good warmth of the Lord now to help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them there. There are them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let me read another scripture in your hearing. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you have made him twofold more child of hell than yourself. Great God. What was this doctrine? Amen. You see, Balaam discovered that God Almighty demanded of Israel to worship no other gods. Amen. 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 That their God demanded, brother, they have no ties whatsoever with the heathen nations in their worship and fornication. And so, brother, he taught them. Amen. He taught them how to cast a stumbling block before God's people. Amen. One commentator said this. Amen. There in Revelation, they sought to persuade the Christians that there was nothing wrong with prudence in conformity to the world's standards. Amen. My God. Amen. Men are going to hell tonight because they are conforming to the world. Amen. They have caught the spirit of the world. And they're perishing. Hey, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy tonight, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord. Hey, God. Amen. I heard one blessed sister cry out and said, gone to hell. Gone to hell. Gone to hell. Gone to hell. My husband's gone to hell. Amen. He'd just been killed. And she began to scream, gone to hell. 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 Now, folks, amen. It doesn't matter too much. Amen. Until we see them going to hell. Amen. And feel the very flames of hell killing around them. And seeing there's no more hope, they're gone. They're gone there. This man was already there. He was there. Amen. There will be people in this congregation. Go there. Go there. Amen. The Lord burdened me. Amen. To cry aloud and spare not early this morning. I said, Lord, my messages are harsh. My tones are harsh. He said, lift your voice like a trumpet and spurt out when men are going to hell. Amen. When men plunge long into eternity, lift your voice. Oh, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. Have mercy. men go to hell. Oh, Lord. Amen. Great God. Is it a choice? Is it an action? Was it the Word? Was it the environment? Was it His money? Was it the emotion? What was it? What was it? Amen. My Lord. Amen. I'm a pressing for time. I'm trying to run for the heart of it. Amen. Probably don't need as much time as we got. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. Ahab sold himself for a vineyard. Judas for a bag of silver. Achan, amen, for a golden wedge and a Babylonian garment. Gehazi, amen, for silver and garments. And the rich man for his pomp and his pleasure. And what will determine where you go there or not? Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Will you go there? Amen. I'll tell you why you go there. Because of S-I-N. Sin will take you to hell. Sin will damn you in that awful place of hell. Amen. In the blackness of darkness. Amen. Where the demons are. Amen. Oh, God. Hey, God, have mercy. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, angels sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Amen. Brother! Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis where God was dealing with Abraham that He would bring him and his seed back to that land. Amen. In 400 years. But He said in the fourth generation, they shall come again because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Amen. You see. Amen. God counts every sin. And it puts in, amen, and that weight. Amen. That balance of your life. And every sin you commit, amen, is weighing heavy until finally the sin becomes full. And when the sin becomes full, into hell you go. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, God. When Mr. Rich, he cried out. He said, oh, that I thought that I could be bald upon a hot burning stove in boiling water for 1,000,000 years, maybe 1,000,000,000, and that I would get some reprieve. But I know that I cannot. I must die and go to hell. And the misery of it all is, amen, my sins weights my soul into the blackness of darkness. Amen. Men live in sin and enjoy the pleasures of sin. But in all their pleasures of sin, it makes them, brother, worthy of hell. Amen. God prepared the hell for the devil and his angels. Amen. God didn't prepare it for your boy, your girl. But amen, their sins take them there. The hardness of their heart, brother. Every sin makes them harder and harder and harder. Amen, brother, until they die and they go to that blackness of darkness of hell, and for their all, and for all eternity, and for their all while legions roll on. And there they are, my God. Would somebody tonight, amen, shun that awful place? The Bible said, how shall ye escape the damnations of hell? Oh, Lord. Amen. The Bible said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. Amen. Reach up there and pluck it out. Amen. It's better to enter into life just having one eye than to have two eyes, to be cast into hellfire. Amen. Where the worm doth not and the fire is not quenched. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. Amen. Cut it off. Amen. It is better to enter into life, amen, having just one hand and having two hands, two eyes and 2 feet, to be cast into the fire. Amen. Where the worm dieth not, to be in that place where there's gashing and gnashing of teeth.
Amen. My God. Oh, heaven tonight. Please arrest sinners. Please, oh God, give burden to the saints. Please, Heavenly Father, give conviction again to the man. Oh, amen. Oh, Lord. I read years ago where a missionary had a native taking him through the dark jungle. He said he had a big sharp knife. He was clearing the road for him as he went through the jungle. And all of a sudden he heard the man scream. Amen. And about the time he heard him scream, he saw him bring that big machete down and literally cut his own hand off at the wrist. With one big motion, he brought her down. And literally, a man taken his hand completely, a man from his body. Oh, and the blood gushed. A man, the man seemed to faint away. Oh, a man, they got to finding out what in the world was wrong with him. A man, they looked there, and slithering through the wilderness, a man, the jungles, a man, there went one of those big black numbers. Amen. One of the most deadly reptiles. Amen. Amen. As he parted the brush, it had bit him on the finger. He didn't wait for a second, but it cut it off. Amen. He knew he was instant death. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's hell except you separate yourself from your sin. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Amen. I feel the weight of sin on our country. I feel the weight of sin on our nation. Amen. I feel such a weight. I feel such a burden. Amen. With the sins of our nation. Oh, God, have mercy. I feel such a burden for the coldness of our spiritual lives. Amen. And our separation from God. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, oh. Amen. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something just keep pressing me here on the Scripture. Let me go and get it. And if I can't, I'll come back to that. Amen. If I can't, brother, amen, just don't bother me. Hallelujah. I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother, amen, without cause, shall be in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say unto his brother, Raca, amen, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Oh, God. Amen. This word fool here means brother. Amen. That you have now cast a personal, amen, insult against your brother and has in since said this term. And this is what they tell me it means. You loose liver. You immoral man. Amen. When you say such a term, if you're not able to come before the brethren and give, amen, conclusive evidence that he is a loose liver and a more immoral person, they took you, amen, over the wall and they cast you in the valley of Hinnom. And there you was burned alive in fire. Amen. I want to tell you, brother, we're living among where people, amen, have no respect for their brethren. Their preaching brethren. Amen. The sanctified brethren. I'm talking about sanctified. I'm not talking about worldliness. I'm talking about sanctified people. They have no respect for their sanctified brethren. Amen. They have no, amen, burden for the church unity anymore. My God. I tell you what's happening here. Amen. Hell's opened up its mouth. Amen. Hell's opened up. Amen. Because the church, brother, amen, is slandering one another. Amen. Where we can have the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Where we can be shutting up the gates of hell, we're opening the gates of hell. I tell you why our children are going to hell. Amen. It's because we're opening the gates of hell for them. Amen. Amen. Great God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Such an awful day.
and such an awful time. Amen. No power to have revival and unity to break through. Amen. And pull them out of hell. You mean to tell me we cause our children to go to hell? Amen. Because we can't get enough of love of God in our hearts, brother, to bind together and have revival. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? My God, don't you know what hell is? Amen. Thank you, son. Hey, God, lift your hands and worship God Almighty. Cut it off there, brother. Just go ahead. Listen, brother. Listen. Listen, preacher. God have mercy. God have mercy. Oh, Lord. What is the determining factor? Amen. That our nation has been turned into hell. Amen. What's wrong here? Have we forgot God judges the church? Have we forgot God judges us? Have we our God, brother, and our God judges it, and judgment must first begin at the house of God. Would you lift your hand and make I tell you why our children go to hell. Because there's no godliness in our life that condemns the world. But we conform to the world and the spirit of the age. Amen. Somebody says, never bothered them. It's bothered me and I fought it. Amen. That's, and you use the term fit it. I fit it, brother. Amen. That's what you do in the mountains. Amen. When you meet the bear, you fit it. Amen. Until you win it. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Would God Almighty bless us tonight with souls again. We're going to hell because we've got a spirit of competition between us. Boy, we can tie them all to pieces. Amen. For their ball games, how they're gathering together a flock. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Anything, brother, amen, that brings a spirit of competition to our worship service sends men to hell. Turns them away from the altar. Open the floodgates. There they go. Oh, Lord. Amen. God of heaven. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Would somebody cry to their God tonight? Amen. To put the spirit of unity and the spirit of holiness and a high moral of worship and dignity back. Amen. To the worship of the sanctuary where sinners feel the presence of God and the holy unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And worship the Lord. Worship. Brother Joe, what would we do to see he goes to heaven? Let's make a covenant, brother. I'll do whatever I can to see he'll go. If you'll do whatever you can to see that mine go.
I'll agree.
Thank you, Brother Joe. Well, I've got some of my family need your help.
Oh, God. I got some.
Would you do what you can?
God help me. God help me. That's a statement I know. God help me.
For the last day that I was in Broxton, that brother of yours came over there. He sat there, brought me 5 watermelons, I believe it was, brought me literature on bees, sat there and talked with me. Hey, man, but he made it to heaven. Hey, man, we got a job to get in our people there now. Hey, man. Lord of God. Didn't anybody care that he went? Didn't anybody care that rich man? You mean God was the only one that cared? Was he the only one? Was he? Oh, sweet heaven. Oh, sweet heaven. That cared for Al Horton. Can I give your request out? Brother Mims sweetly, gently slipped over there a few minutes ago. He said, Brother Ralph, would you join me in prayer for my sweet boy? He's 44 years old. Amen. As far as I know, he's not in deep sin. Amen. I said, Brother Ralph, he's lost.
He's lost.
He's lost. He said, Brother Ralph, his health is a-breaking. Does anybody else care about Brother Mims' boy? You can give an altar service and the Spirit of God would move. And no one turns to a sinner that's standing beside them in the sanctuary and reach and get them by the hand and say, I care. I care. I care. I care. I care whether you go to heaven or hell or not. I care. God cares. The angels care. The Holy Ghost cares. And the true church of God, we care. Every one of us care. We care. We care with a burden of our heart. We care. Amen. With the strength of our bodies. We care with our resources. Amen. We'll spend every dime we got. We'll spend every dime we got. We'll not only give $3,000, but we'll give $30,000. Amen. To see people saved. Amen. Whatever it takes, we'll do it for you, sinner. Amen. Whatever it takes, we'll do it for you. Amen. Lord of God. Hallelujah! Amen! Amen. We'll do it. We'll do it. By the help and power of God Almighty, that's put burdens of souls in our heart and let us stare into eternity and see souls in the flames of hell. Amen. Gassing there. Amen. Out of blackness. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. With no hope, we'll try our best to get you tonight. We'll beg God to save you. Amen. Won't we, church? Would you just lift your hand now and beg? Stand with me, church. Stand with me, church. Amen. If you go there, it's because you want to go. And nothing we could do, or God Almighty could do, to keep you from it. You've run through every roadblock that's ever been set up. You've run across the blood of Jesus Christ. You've done despite the Spirit of grace. You've abused every privilege. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But tonight, tenderly, the Spirit of the Lord has reached for your precious soul. Tenderly, tenderly, compassionately. Amen. My dad called me aside one day. Amen. Amen. My dad called me aside one day. He said, "Ralph, you got 5 brothers and you got 5 sisters, and God's a blessing you. Ralph, don't forget your brother." We'll go to heaven together, baby. By the help of God, we'll take Jenkins and Philip too. And if God will do something special for us, we'll try our best to pull Mackie. Alma's well on her way. Look like old Sharon. Make the star of mama. They almost are fighting the battle. Look like she's winning it. We got 2. I'm digging. Brother. We preach because men go to hell. And we preach because the gospel will save them. Lift your head, church, and beg our heavenly Father.